power. Get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
You are welcome into Come and Hear His Voice today. The midst of those God has helped. You are welcome to God's kingdom or not. Maybe you have wondered why your status remains unchanged and your encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ remains hidden. Now, there are people that God has done one thing or the other for them, but it is not known. So there are people who what the Lord has done for them is still hidden, not known. Here in this place, God is providing instant answers to all your questions, and you will encounter God, which will break you forth into the realms of better status. Now, if I ask anybody here that, are you fine the way you are? Like, all you want to get in life, you already have it. Many of us here will say, no, me, I want to be better than this. So, also myself, I want better status. I want to be better than this. I want to be bigger than this. Hallelujah. Your encounter is today in the name of Jesus. Let somebody say, our encounter is today. Say, our encounter is today. Say it again, our encounter is today. So as you dip yourself into the instruction contained in this edition of Voices from Zion titled, you shall be called by a new name. Then you'll find out that your status will begin to change. You shall be called a new name. Somebody may say, my name is Ayo. My name is this. Did I need another name again? Hallelujah. Isaiah 62, 2 and 4 say, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married. So it means, if that land represents your business, it means your business will not be empty. If it represents your home, it means your home will be flourishing. There will be no barrenness there. Married means not alone. Amen. In every area of your life, you shall not be alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's break it down. That was started by saying, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness. It is possible that after one has encountered the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, after you have become born again, it is possible that such person is still among the crowd, hidden and not being noticed. It is possible for you to give your life to Christ and you are just with others. There's nothing different. It is possible. Maybe the only difference you might have is the change within you, but not changes around you. Now, not recognized for any exploit. May I tell you that the reason we give our life to Christ, the reason we are saved, is for us to do exploits. What others are doing with hardship and hardness, we should be able to be doing them easily, without stress. The real essence of salvation is galloping out of darkness to light. But once you're being saved, doesn't bring you out of darkness and make your life a glorious one, then something is needed to be fixed, because an encounter with God, His Son Jesus, and the Holy Ghost always left people with unforgettable experience. Hallelujah. So if you are out of darkness, it should be known and it should be noticed. So if you are born again and your life has not changed for good, then something needed to be fixed. If you have encountered the Holy Spirit truly, there should be a notice on your life that you have encountered Him. If you encounter God, it will be something you will be sharing with people all the day you live, all the days of your life. You can't encounter God and forget. When Jacob was slept in that place and saw ladder from earth reach to heaven and woke up, what did he say? He said, the Lord is here and I know it not. And he called the name Bethel. Hallelujah. So he could not forget. Moses could not forget the burning bush, and the bush was not consumed. So for you to be born again and there's nothing to show for it, your salvation is in doubt. Hallelujah. How will you be born again? And then what you used to do before, you are still doing it. You are still saying those things you used to say before. Now that singer sang, say, and the things I used to do, I do them no more. And the things I used to do, I do them no more. And the things I used to do, I do them no more. There is a great change since I met the Lord. Great change since I met the Lord. Great change since I met the Lord. There is a great change since I met the Lord. There should be a proof that you are truly born again. Amen. Peter encountered the Holy Ghost and that brought him out. He became fearless. The result of his fearlessness was bold declaration and daring for the gospel's sake. Hallelujah. If you have encountered the Holy Ghost as Peter did, we should see it in your life. Amen. Peter began to speak boldly and shout and do things he was fearful of doing before. He was afraid of doing before. You know, if you cannot get out and preach, if you cannot do the work of God, you need the Holy Spirit, even though you are born again. You are like Peter. Peter was also maybe born again because he knows Jesus Christ. Are you getting me? But when the Holy Ghost power came upon him, he became a stubborn Peter. The people that killed Jesus, he faced them and spoke. Hallelujah. In our land there, they say, in Yoruba language, praise the Lord. So if you are afraid, there are a level you will never get to. Praise God. It takes being a man to even be nominated for ruling as a king. Amen. Because the day they announce that you will be the next king, something has happened to you. There are other 2-3 families that want to become king. Is that not so? They say, why not us? There's fraud somewhere. So you that they announce your name, you have to... They will say, stand well, well. Amen. You have to be strong. Otherwise, before the coronation, you will have been coronated into the grave. Amen. You have to stand. Amen. As a Christian, all our standing, we don't need to go anywhere than to come to Christ. It's our shield. Hallelujah. So Peter became daring for the gospel. He wasn't afraid. Sometimes I and... one of the ladies in the house here, we went to Lagos to share some 2-3 years now. We enter into one place around going towards Abule Egba area. We enter into one place, myself and her, it was like another world. Because we have to go beside one corner house, under something, climb something, and bust out somewhere. When we got there, we were asking, where are we? Praise the Lord. Where are we? Because the place was, people were scanty. At that point, people that don't have Holy Spirit, they will turn back. They will run. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, 18 to 20, we saw something in Peter. His encounter with the Holy Ghost empowered him to rise and represent the Lord well. You know the reason why people are seeing you and they are not seeing Jesus in you? Because in those days in Antioch, they saw Jesus in them and they called them Christian, little Christ. You need transformation. The Holy Ghost kind of transformation. So Acts 4, 18 to 20, Bible says, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John, and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. They have harassed them. They have locked them in prison. They say, we don't want to hear you speak in the name of Jesus. Artists, hear me. There are some artists today, because of some things they have entered, and they have told them, in any song you ever sing in your life, you must not mention the name of Jesus, because of where they belong to. Hallelujah. There are people that they must not proclaim Jesus on air today, because they have found themselves in something. Jesus can set you free. Hallelujah. When you hear people or you're in a discussion with someone and he's saying, don't mention the name of Jesus, nothing concerns Jesus about this, be wise. Be wise. You should understand. Hallelujah. I've had an artist interview said some people invited him to sponsor his musical career and said, but you must not mention the name of Jesus in all your song. And he said, he's a Christian artist, gospel artist for that matter. How will I do it? He said, we are ready to sponsor you, but don't use the name Jesus and don't sing righteous song. Hallelujah. But this man, full of Holy Ghost, he began to sing and he left. He didn't need their sponsorship. Today, wherever they are, they will need to take him to. It's even beyond the place. People of God, you need the Holy Ghost transformation.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
The encounter of Peter and the rest of the disciples with the Holy Ghost proved that encountering the Holy Ghost will make you someone to talk about and a person that can be silenced as you represent your Lord and Master Jesus Christ. Now, the Holy Ghost will make you somebody that they cannot tell shut up, because your word will begin to carry weight. That when you are speaking, they have to obey. Do you notice that in all the deliverances of Jesus in the Bible, there was no conversation with the devil? So I wonder these days, why men of God will be doing deliverance and the devil will be saying, we are 25 here, you cannot chase us out. You don't need conversation with the devil. I mean, the demons inside those men were the ones speaking and begging Jesus, please, please, let us go into the swine. Jesus has not spoken anything. In all of that deliverance, Jesus spoke only one word, and that word is go, and they left. In deliverance room, come out! About 40 times you are shouting, come out. Are you sure you carry the power of Jesus inside of you? Hallelujah! When any man or woman encounters salvation, such needed to move further to Holy Ghost baptism in order to be empowered and become Christ's witness with proofs. People hear me. Even if you are not speaking in tongues, there must be an evidence that the Holy Ghost is inside of you. Once the Holy Ghost comes on you, there will be a change of name. Because the way people receive you and relate with you will change. It will change. Do you know that relationship gives birth to names? Because the way you relate with somebody will determine the kind of nickname they will give you. They can call you mad. They can call you insane. They can call you Ikuremond. That's what I mean. The way you relate with them. But when Holy Ghost enters into you, and then before you say two words, say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, God bless you. Amen. The name will also change. The way they relate with you will be different. You will receive power to sustain righteousness and speak the word of God with boldness, not apologetically. There are some people that they beg when they are teaching. They beg people to listen to them. No, they beg when they are praying. No, you don't have to beg in prayers. Because the Bible says we should come to him boldly, not beggarly, not apologetically. You will break limits as the Spirit of God rules your life. You just be breaking limits. Nothing will be able to hold you down. Most of the respected men and women of God earn it by the Spirit of God, not knowledge of men. There are men of God, you and I, we respected a lot. Ask them. They earn it. They pray to that point, to serve God to that point. In our localities, our neighborhood, just around us, some respected Christians are referred to as man of God, woman of God, pastor, my prophet. Not that they brand themselves, but were called by the people. Hallelujah. There are people in this fellowship, if you get to their house, they call them pastor. They are not pastor over any church. Amen. But the people call them because they saw the way they behave, that this one must be a child of God. This one is different from us. Therefore, if your righteousness is blazing, the world around you will rebrand you with a new godly name. The reason why they are still calling you the name your father and your mother gave to you, maybe your righteousness is yet to be blazing. You know, I went into a church and I heard some of the youth in that church calling a brother pastor. So I thought he was a pastor. But later I discovered that he wasn't a pastor. He was just a brother like them. Amen. So I wonder, why are they calling pastor? You know, they notice that he's more righteous and more godly than they are. Inside the same church, they are calling another person a pastor. Amen. Now, Bible says, and all kings thy glory. There are people that don't need to introduce themselves to the king anymore. World leaders can't claim not to have heard of them. You know, Herod heard of Jesus. There are men of God in our days, women of God in our days, that presidents, kings, almost all over the world cannot claim not to have heard their names. Amen. So their names are traveled across kingdoms, regions, and palaces almost everywhere in the world. Therefore, if you choose to matter to your generation in any field of endeavor, align your life with the truth, God's word. If you align your life, this your name will break through continents. I'm telling you, you will become the glory of your family and of this nation. Praise the Lord. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Yes, as your life and destiny profits the Lord, you will be called by a new name. We need to note that before the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, names were perfect. But after the fall of man, people begin to give names to themselves and children based on their mood, happenings, idols they worship, and foolishness. The name Adam gave all the creatures that time were the name. They were the names. All animals were named by him. If any new name comes out of you today and the old one accepted this, it is still Adam in you that still name it. Amen. If you discover something and you name it and the old one accepted it, it's Adam in you. The Adamic nature in you that name it. Hallelujah. If you hear some names, you might be able to guess right the events that surrounds the name. There are names of people and places that directly glorify the devil and his handiwork. We have so many of such names in every tribes today. Names that glorifies the devil. There are men who had nice names, but the evil in their life negates the names, because initially they shouldn't be called that name. In the book of Luke chapter 1, 11 to 16, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Hallelujah. The name of John the Baptist came before he was born. So when they want to give him another name, the tongue of the father loose and say, no, it's not. His name is not Zechariah. His name is John. God will give you a new name in the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen, it is better to name a child according to God's voice. Every great child comes with his name, but how many parents are in tune with God's spirit to know what God is saying per time? If a child bears the correct name, such child will fulfill destiny and be raised without struggle. Women, hear me. If your husband is not that godly, you'll be more godly. Pray until you know the names of the baby, of the babies in your womb. Hallelujah. Today, people name their twins this way, Paul and Peter. How many of us have heard it? What are the other names? We have in Igbo language, Paul and Paulina. Amen. I want to say Timothy and Timothy's. Praise the Lord. Praise God. But the twins we saw in the Bible that were given to our father Isaac, they were Jacob and Esau. Not in alphabetical order, but in kingdom order. Even if you have triplets or quadruplets in your womb, they will come with different names. Hallelujah. So that those children can fulfill destiny without struggle. Hallelujah. Names can be a major blockage, as the intention and reasons behind the name will follow the carrier of that name. You will leave out the name you are called. The reason by that name, you will leave it out. In every nation of the world, names can be legally changed. So it is very important that the moment you divinely secure a new name, register it legally. In this nation, they will tell you, publish it in newspaper. There are some wonderful women, wonderful wives. Once they get married, they change their names, everything, and publish it in newspaper. If you need to change your name, and you don't change it, and God has sent you a new name, you didn't receive it, some good things will not happen. Praise the Lord. Some struggles will continue. Let's look at terrible names from the Bible. Terrible names from the Bible. Maybe you should call it evil names from the Bible. The first set, names such as Nabal. You know the meaning of Nabal in 1 Samuel 25:25? Foolishness. The meaning of Nabal is foolishness. A fool. Amen. Nabal. The name like Ichabod. The glory has departed. Ichabod. Now, a name as Jabez. Everybody know. The child of sorrow. You know that one. Praise the Lord. Jabez. Were names associated with foolishness, departed glory, and sorrow. So, you won't find any Christian today that will call his child or himself such names. Not even in the land of Israel. You hear somebody call himself Ichabod or Nabal or Jabez. In this nation, I've not seen one Jabez. If there are, I have not seen and I've not heard. Praise the Lord. Because there are names today that if you bear that name, if you are called by that name, and you submit your CV to company, and they saw that name on your CV, they will not grant you the job. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't want to mention names that is we are related with, but you already know it yourself. So you can read all this in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 from verse 9. You can take from verse 1 to 9. 1 Samuel 25:25. 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 21. Now, people should be careful in naming things and children after evil because it will answer. Don't name your child after idol. It will answer. It will answer and affect that child. If you name yourself that way, it will also affect you. Don't be like a brother that call himself Ajakaye. You know the meaning of Ajakaye? Ajakaye means fighting all around the world. The funny thing is that until he encountered Christ and his name was changed, he was being beaten everywhere and moving from one trouble to another. Even in the fight that doesn't concern him, he will end up being injured. He called himself Ajakaye, fighting all around, and they were beating him all around. Praise the Lord. Secondly, let's look at this set of names. Everybody, let's read now. This second name. Go with one to name such as what? Saul, Judas Iscariot, Cain, Achan, Alexander the coppersmith, Pilate, Pharaoh are contaminated by the evil character of some men that are called by that name in the past, and their evil deeds were obvious. So the name Judas Iscariot may not be an evil name, but the most popular Judas Iscariot we know, somebody hear me, was a thief. Among the 12 disciples of Jesus, the Achan we know in the Bible was also a thief and put the whole camp of Israel in trouble. And also, Cain killed the first murderer, the first killer. He killed Abel, his brother. Saul in the Bible was not a good king. He died with all his children. Amen. I've not heard. Amen. Anybody name himself Saul in this generation? I mean, I've not heard. You might have heard, but I've not heard. I've not even heard Pharaoh in Nigeria. Or Pilate. I've not heard. Amen. Praise God. Among Christians, I've not heard. Now, Delilah. Now, let me read this. Hardly will you find a man that will call his daughter Jezebel, Delilah or Ataliah. Ataliah killed all the king's royal in the Bible. All he can find, remaining just one. Amen. I believe they were good names, but corrupted by some personality in the past. Yes, some men want to name their son Peter. They want to name their daughter Mary because of the exploit associated with those names carriers in the Bible. Do you remember that Mary was the name of our mother of our Lord Jesus Christ? Peter, the powerful disciple of Jesus. Upon you I will build my church. Upon this I will build my church. And the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. In Romans, we are told that they built a whole church on the sepulchre of Peter. They raised a church building where they buried Peter. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 1, everybody, let's read it together. Proverbs 22 verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Thank you. And loving favor rather than silver and gold. Hallelujah. So choose good names.
Jesus be my guide. Call me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.